Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. It's just you and me. I want to talk about what I'm calling, what I call my definition of what an entrepreneur is. You know, this is one of the most interesting debates. And you might not know much about this, but I traveling in the circles that I travel in, I run into a lot of people who define entrepreneur a different way. And some experts take a very narrow position by saying an entrepreneur is only someone whose business idea can scale to a national reach, like the founders of Facebook, Google, Amazon, people like that. Others cast a much wider net to include anyone who takes a business risk. And, you know, I've actually met academians who said the only entrepreneurs are the people, they call them gazelles. You know, a gazelle is someone who can leap from a startup to hundreds or thousands of employees in a period of a short time. That's what a gazelle is. Well, you know what? When a gazelle is founded, they don't know they're going to be a gazelle. Nobody does. So that's the reason why I disagree with that definition. Here's my broad definition of an entrepreneur. An entrepreneur attempts to create a new product, service, or solution while accepting responsibility for the results. Think about that, folks. I include the word solution in there. That's important. And responsibility, that's a broad term that covers a lot of territory. Notice I don't talk about profit or equity or even business. I don't even use the word business in that definition. But I do infer what I consider to be the following critical elements. In this definition, I infer the following critical elements of entrepreneurship, including a relationship with the abiding twins of any entrepreneurial endeavor. Success and failure. Here are those key elements. First is ownership. Whether it's the literal equity sense, as in business ownership, or an entrepreneurial employee who takes initiative and assumes ownership of the performance of a team or a project, entrepreneurship does not happen unless someone takes ownership of execution and results. Courage. That's the next one. Courage. This is the backbone of entrepreneurial behavior because the stakes are always high. Failure can manifest in many forms, including financial loss, professional setbacks, and personal embarrassment. Nothing entrepreneurial happens until conviction raises the level of courage above the fear of failure. I'm going to read that again. Nothing entrepreneurial happens until conviction raises the level of courage above the fear of failure. The next was curiosity. Curiosity is the face of entrepreneurship because the eyes see what isn't there, the ears hear sounds others miss, the nose smells opportunity, and the mouth asks, what if? There are many business owners who are not curious, but there are no entrepreneurs who aren't driven by curiosity. Vision. A futurist is someone who makes a living connecting the dots into a picture before it's evident to others. Entrepreneurs are futurists when they envision an opportunity or solution associated with their industry, discipline, or assignment. Did you know you're a futurist? Did you know that? Well, futurists do it every day, all day, for a lot of different people. They make their living helping people, other people with their decisions. You're a futurist about what you do. If you created something that didn't exist before, you turned it into a success, that was you being a futurist. Risk. Successful entrepreneurs are not foolhardy. They gauge their risk tolerance based on the potential emotional, professional, and financial costs. Entrepreneurs take risks knowing that whether they succeed or fail, they will learn something useful. I'm going to read that again. Entrepreneurs take risks knowing that whether they succeed or fail, they will learn something useful. Think about that, folks. That's, to me, that is the beauty of entrepreneurship. And then finally, redemption. Plans often don't go as envisioned, right? No big media break there. No big breaking news there, right? Plans don't go as envisioned most of the time. Successfully resetting and refocusing what you're doing, whether it be for entrepreneurs or entrepreneurial employees, requires an answer to the most powerful question in your quest for entrepreneurial excellence. You've heard me say this before. What did we learn? You need to ask your employees that when they take risks. When your employees are acting entrepreneurial, they're taking ownership, they're taking risk within their assignment, and if they fail, if they mess up, don't fire them, don't yell at them, say, what did we learn? When you do the same thing, give yourself a break, redeem yourself, and ask yourself, what did we learn? The 21st century, my friends, needs all kinds of entrepreneurs. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.